Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. Today is November 10th. We have some news. Not a lot. First one's not great. There's a hiker fatality at Mesquite Flat Sand Dunes in Death Valley. A 27-year-old woman died last weekend while hiking in Mesquite Flat Sand Dunes in Death Valley National Park. The woman and her aunt started their hike from the sand dune parking lot around 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 6th. The pair split up around 11:30. The aunt returned to the parking lot, and the woman said she would return in 1 or 2 hours. The woman was an experienced hiker. After a few hours, the aunt hiked back into the dunes, but was unable to locate her niece. She contacted park rangers around 5 p.m. to report her niece overdue. Park rangers searched unsuccessfully that evening. A larger group of park rangers searched the next morning, around 9 a.m. One of the search teams found tracks matching the missing woman's hiking boots. The deceased woman was found at 9:22 a.m. She was in the flats north of the sand dunes, about 1.5 miles from the parking lot. Park staff used a wheeled litter to carry her body to the parking lot. The Inyo County Coroner's Office is investigating. However, foul play is not suspected. That's awful. You definitely have to be careful in Death Valley. Don't ever split up. Pack lots of water. Even at this time of year when it's not as hot, it's still hot enough to take you out. I'm not saying that's what happened to her, but just be careful if you go out into Death Valley. You really need to think safety first always. So we'll have some more on that when it is released. Do you know your high school students, or if you are a high school student, you can earn college credit at Saracoso Community College. Here's how. Saracoso Community College is hosting a virtual, dual, and concurrent programs workshop for parents of high school students on Tuesday, November 16th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. If you are the parent of a junior or senior in high school, find out how your student can get a head start in earning college credits before they leave high school, ultimately making their college experience more affordable, efficient, and enriching. Saracoso Community College offers dual and concurrent enrollment classes for high school students throughout its service area. Find out more about both programs, processes, and how it can benefit your high school students' future. Parents are being asked to pre-register for the Zoom workshop at www.saracoso.edu. For more information, contact the College Outreach Office at 760-384-6219 or email outreach@saracoso.edu. Saracoso is now holding priority registration for spring 2022 classes. Saracoso Community College is your hometown college. That's a good way to get a jump start. If you're in high school or you have a high schooler, you might want to jump in on that. So our friends over at the Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue are holding a dog adoption event this Sunday at Tail Waggers. A smile of a good time. You got to see this little guy. Go to easternsierranow.com and check it out, or our Instagram page. Super cute. Come meet some sweet dogs that are available for adoption from the Inyo County Animal Shelter. It's a dog adoption event at Tail Waggers in Bishop, which is at 1351 Rocking W Drive. Sunday, November 14th, and the times are 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information on Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue, see their Facebook page. There's a link to that at easternsierranow.com. Those little guys definitely need a helping hand, and there are some cute ones. So get out there and check that out if you're thinking about getting a new fuzzy family member. Otherwise, just go anyway, because you'll leave with one. That's why I can't go to things like that. Scientifically, I'm called a sissy. So when you go to something like a dog adoption event, I will leave with every single one of them. So I can't go to those things because monetarily speaking, that wouldn't be good for me. Just a quick reminder that Eastern Sierra Now has the entire Bishop first round CIF playoff football game on our YouTube page and listed at easternsierranow.com. So if you'd like to go back and review that heartbreaker, go check it out on YouTube. And when you're there, please like and subscribe to our channel and click that bell notification so you can get the update whenever we post something. We post about local sports, local events, local news pieces, interviews, lots of stuff. We're trying to build the YouTube page, and it would really be helpful if those of you that are taking the time to pay attention to moi would head over there and like and subscribe to that. Because YouTube can actually make you money. So all the work that I'm putting into this would actually mean something to my pocketbook. And all you have to do is hit like and subscribe on YouTube. You don't have to do anything else other than that. I just need the numbers, you see. That's how YouTube works. Numbers, you see? That's how this works, sweetheart. So, if you wouldn't mind doing that, I would be super stoked. Thank you. So there were some agreements reached at Northern Inyo Hospital today. So after 3 months of bargaining, Northern Inyo Healthcare District and its union workers reached agreements, increasing wages and adding benefits for those asked to fill COVID-19 related staffing shortages. NIHD Chief Executive Officer Kelly Davis said Northern Inyo Hospital District remains committed to its most valuable resources, its providers and employees. In a statement, Davis said, "Our board, our executive team, and I sincerely hope these agreements demonstrate our commitment to those who share their knowledge and talents for the health and wellness of our community. They've shown compassion, grace, and dedication to our neighbors in a uniquely challenging time, and for that, we are grateful to each employee." During the last 3 months, NIHD engaged in good faith bargaining for the registered nurse and technical units represented by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the AFSCME. Davis said, "Much appreciation goes out to all team members involved in the negotiations and those throughout the district who supported these negotiation efforts at every level." During this round of bargaining, only the subject of wages was open for renegotiation. Both unit contracts had wage reopeners scheduled for August 2021. This schedule required the district to reconsider current wages for represented employees during the life of the existing agreements set to expire October 31st, 2022. NIHD and AFSCME, LMNOP, reached tentative agreements for the units of November 3rd. Union members voted to accept the contracts as presented on November 8th. The agreements then went before NIHD's board of directors Monday night for approval. The board unanimously approved both. Under the agreements, members of the RN unit will receive a 12% wage increase. Technical unit members will receive between 6.9% and 10% wage increase based on their position in the district's biannual wage analysis. Unrepresented district employees, including department leaders, will see similar adjustments. The changes are retroactive to October 10th, and employees will begin to see these adjustments with the November 21st pay period and the December 10th paycheck. The approved agreements cover number 3 through October 31st, 2022. As the district continues to balance fiscal sustainability and its full commitment to the wellness of the workforce through compensation and benefits that are competitive and responsible, decision-making around the core of our revenue cycle process, amongst other districts' operational processes, has received continuous review and analysis by the NIHD executive team during the past several months. The NIHD executive team has decided to outsource billing and coding. This decision has affected, in total, 13 members of the billing and coding teams. Davis said this decision was very difficult and weighed heavily on the administration. Ensuring every effort to support these team members through this transition is a priority. Each member has the option to choose a reassignment to a new role with which they are qualified within the district, or a severance package to support their wages and health plan coverage needs. We found out what could be done, how it could be done, and how we could make this a win for everybody, especially the community, Sharp said. This is also about sustainability. At the end of the day, it is our duty to make sure that we are here every day providing the health care necessary for our local community. Thank you, everybody, from every corner and every region of the district. We appreciate all you do for us each day, and rest assured, your efforts do not go unnoticed. Separate from the negotiation finalization approval, but of significant importance, during the special board meeting, NIHD and AFSCME agreed in a side letter that under the new COVID crisis staffing shift bonus, those technical unit employees picking extra shifts on top of regular schedules will earn $400 per 8-hour shift, or $250 for shorter periods. NIHD's board unanimously approved the bonus, unrepresented district employees will see the same shift bonus options. The incentive is a temporary measure, and funding will come directly from COVID relief funds. Well, that all sounds exciting and like a lot of forward momentum. So good job on taking the reins on that, Kelly Davis and everybody over at Northern Inyo Hospital District. So by gosh, today is Wednesday. You know what that means? We have an update from Coach Ashley McLaughlin. Let's go see what she has going on for this Thanksgiving month. And since she's dealing with health and wellness, I'm sure it has something to do with cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce.
Coach McLaughlin here. Fun fact, I love food, always have and always will. And I'm dedicating this Wednesday to the fact that I have 15 Thanksgiving dishes this month to enjoy guilt-free, including desserts and a cocktail. There's really no reason we have to give up our favorite holiday foods in order to stay on track with our health and fitness goals. In fact, I found more times than not that when I do give them up, I crave them even more. I've also come to realize that you can put a healthier twist on almost any dish. Some of the recipes on my list include butternut squash mac and cheese, green bean casserole, creamy cauliflower mash, and a caramel apple cocktail. Watch for my article to come out with all 15 of the recipes and how to make them. What Thanksgiving dish are you most excited to try? This has been Coach McLaughlin with Eastern Sierra Now.
Thank you for that, Ashley. You know, now that I'm thinking about turkey, another Thanksgiving treat, I wonder, what's your guys' favorite way to cook turkey? I've had them deep fried, which is awesome when they blow up. By the way, have you seen those videos on YouTube? You should check it out. I've had them barbecued. I've had them baked. Turkey's one of those things that, you know, lunch meat turkey, sure, all the time, but a turkey, it's pretty rare. You get that about once a year. More than that, if you're lucky. I wonder what the best way to do it is. I really did like the deep fried one, but then I'm chubby, so of course I would. What's your guys' favorite? Head over to Ashley's article on Eastern Sierra Now and tell us your favorite way to eat a turkey. You know what's really good? Barbecued turkey. Can you tell where I'm going to segue with this? Copper Top Barbecue. I bet you they can barbecue the crap out of a turkey. Have you seen those big barbecues they have in the front there? Holy moly. Copper Top Barbecue. Oh, man. I'm telling you, you know what I'm waiting for? They have got a really cool update coming, and I'm just waiting for it to get there, and we're going to do a video on it as soon as it gets in. They have beer taps coming that fill the glass from the bottom. What kind of sorcery is this, you say? I have no idea. That's why I'm waiting for it to get here. But they have amazing food while we wait, and it's pretty fast. Most of the stuff is kind of close to ready to go as you get there because they continue cooking all day long. So you show up and say, you know what, I want a tri-tip sandwich. Well, they've just pulled the tri-tip off right then. They're slicing it. It's hot and good to go. Oh, man. Dang, now I'm hungry. I'm going to have to go down there. Why, podcast? Why? The last thing I need is more food. Oh, Coach Ashley would be so mad at me right now. Copper Top Barbecue. coppertopbarbecue.com. You need to go there, order everything, and pick it up. And don't forget, there is a local discount if you order online. Local 20. That makes it, it's worth it before, but that makes it doubly worth it. At least 20% more. Head over to Copper Top Barbecue and get your grub on. Tell the guys down there, Al, Matt, Doug, Jesse sent you. And if you see Fern, tell him Jesse said, "What's up?" And you got to say it just like that. He'll die laughing, okay? So remember that. What's up? But you got to say it to Fern, Fernando Meza. Okay, I'm done using my pawn. I'm getting out of here. This is Jesse Steele, Eastern Sierra Now. Toodaloo.